The success on the battlefield that could create strategic opportunities, the courage of a president to confront a nuclear Iran, and you call it a quagmire, handing propaganda to our enemies? Shame on you for that statement.
I have many questions and unfortunately need to start with some that disturb me, Mr. Secretary, from your opening remarks. In your opening remarks, Mr. Secretary, you reserved more words and more time and more vitriol to condemn Democrats than you did for Xi and for Putin combined. It's pretty telling to me that you decided to use your words and your time for that. It turns out that Democrats, even Democrats in Congress, are patriots as well. We serve in our uniformed services, we admire and love our uniformed services, and we love our country just as much as Republicans do. In fact, in this body, I and Representative Bacon, who you just spoke to, led the junior enlisted pay raises that you now sit there and laud as your and take credit for. We led the closing of the BAH, which then you ended up poaching and using for other things.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was MAGA Pete Hegseth getting absolutely grilled at a current Pentagon budget hearing because, number one, this war is way over schedule. They said 4 to 6 weeks, and now we're entering week 8 or 9. It's way over budget. We're asking for another $200 billion. Scratch that. They actually want $1.5 trillion in the overall budget, but in the immediate, they're asking for $200 billion for this war. And Pete Hegseth, rather than coming in a gracious manner and asking for more budget, begins to attack the Democrats while kind of just skipping over the fact that there are real enemies out there. I would consider Russia an enemy as they continue to bomb and invade Ukraine, yet Pete Hegseth has nothing to say about Russia. I think that we trade a lot with China. They're not directly an enemy, but they are a competitor, and Pete Hegseth definitely should have ire for them over the Democrats. Even Israel. Israel drug us into this war, and they've been committing war crimes in both Gaza and the West Bank for years, so what about that? But no, Pete Hegseth only has ire for the Democrats. I've been pointing this out a lot on this channel that people like Donald Trump save all of their vitriol for allies and for Democratic actors. And then when Putin comes, he rolls out the red carpet. When Donald Trump decided to put tariffs on every single country across the globe, he actually didn't put tariffs on two countries, Russia and North Korea, which is very, very peculiar. So Hegseth comes in and he follows that playbook. He only attacks Democrats and Democratic actors and pro-democracy actors rather than actually attacking any of the authoritarian actors or operators that are out there. Hegseth then begins to attack Jaramundi, and this is just a performative meltdown. I have never seen anything like this in my life, other than when Pete Hegseth steps in front of the camera every single week and begins to do his military slam poetry. This is a fake veil of strength, and this is somebody who is quite literally acting for the camera. He thinks that he's showing strength, the strength of a military general, but no, he's showing weakness right here. It's that Sun Tzu quote. He's trying to show strength when he's actually in a position of weakness. Make sure you drop a like if you appreciate these videos and want to help boost our message. It's the best way to break through the algorithm. And then make sure you subscribe and watch until the end to really help our videos break through. I love you all, and check this out.
I didn't get a chance. I didn't see a question in the statement from the congressman. I hope you appreciate how reckless it is. When I said reckless, feckless, and defeatist of congressional Democrats at the beginning.
Why is he always doing poetry, like military slam poetry? Reckless, feckless, and defeatist. But watch how he just snaps right here. What is this guy on?
That came after watching you say the same thing on CNN this morning, a quagmire. My generation served in a quagmire in Iraq and Afghanistan, years and years of nebulous missions and utopian nation building that led us to nothing. What we have right now, the way you stain the troops when you tell them 2 months in, 2 months in, Congressman, you should know better. Shame on you. Calling this a quagmire 2 months in. The effort, what they've undertaken, what they've succeeded, the success on the battlefield that could create strategic opportunities, the courage of a president to confront a nuclear Iran, and you call it a quagmire, handing propaganda to our enemies? Shame on you for that statement. And statements like that are reckless to our troops. Don't say I support the troops on one hand, and then a two-month mission is a quagmire. That's a false equivalation. Who are you cheering for here?
False equivalation. Is he actually doing the 2005 line of attack where if you call a war out as what it is, you're somehow against the country or against the troops? Listen, I want the troops to be safe and protected. That's why I'm against the type of bad decision-making that we're seeing at the highest echelons of our government. That's why I'm against the type of strategic planning, or lack thereof, that have come from Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, and the likes regarding the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah, we are in a quagmire. It's not anti-American to call out the fact that Iran has basically created a new weapon in the form of the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States has still not figured out how to really open it. The Strait of Hormuz has almost zero traffic going through it today. It has slowed to a halt since the beginning of this war, and the United States is failing to do anything about it. If we really did have the leverage or the cards that they claim we have, why couldn't we get Iran to the negotiating table in Pakistan just a few days ago?
Who are you pulling for? Our troops are doing incredible work. They've done incredible things for the entirety of this mission and achieved incredible battlefield successes. And you sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission. Your hatred for President Trump blinds you to the truth of the success of this mission and the historic...
He's basically saying, please don't let facts get in the way of the narrative that we're telling. Please don't let your reality get in the way of propaganda that this administration is trying to sell you. And he's so pissed that he's just going off this morning. Chill out on the caffeine, buddy.
Stakes that the president is addressing, which the American people support. Iran's been at war with us for 47 years. You want to talk about a forever war? For 2 months, this president has stared them down. He's going to get a better deal than anyone ever has and ensure that Iran never had a nuclear weapon.
Dude, they've been saying this for months and months and months now. They've been saying that we're so close to a deal that Iran is basically begging for a deal. Just because you say the term 47 years and compare this to World War II or Vietnam doesn't make it any less worrisome that we are now 8 weeks into your four-week war. I want to show you Seth Moulton, Representative Seth Moulton, then kind of just slicing through this BS idea that we're winning this war. I want to be nuanced with it. That doesn't mean that Iran is winning. In war, both sides lose, but the United States is absolutely not winning in this situation at all. I'm not winning. It's expensive for me. When I go visit my family back in Indiana, it's like 60% more costly than it was 2 months ago. It's not cool. And really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mockler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mockler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton.
Probably a good idea to ask tough questions. So let me just ask you a few questions. Did you advise the president that we should attack Iran?
We were, first of all, in this position in the cabinet, we never talk about what we would advise the president to do or not.
Do you think the president or you deserve more?
I've been in every meeting.
I understand
with the chairman and everybody else as those decisions were made. And he got every perspective possible when it came to
I'm just asking what your perspective is. Are you afraid to take ownership of this? Do you think it was a good idea or not?
As I've consulted the president, do I think it's a good idea to confront a nuclear bomb
in
the hands of the... Imagine what the world would look like right now if Iran had a nuclear weapon.
Okay, so let's just...
Just imagine.
Which, by the way,
if the Obama deal was going to allow them
including the first Trump administration,
they had one.
Prevented them from having a nuclear weapon. So, listen, how is this war going? Do you think we're winning?
Militarily, on the battlefield, it's been an astounding military success.
No, but are we winning the war?
Absolutely.
Okay, so do you call Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz winning?
Well, I would say the blockade that we hold that doesn't allow anything to come in or out of Iranian ports.
Okay, so
always
an awful answer. They have no answer for this question. I've asked the same one on CNN over and over.
We've blockaded their blockade. So they blockaded us, and then we blockaded their blockade. That's like saying, tag, you're it. Or, you know, if President Madison had said, well, the British just burned down Washington, but don't worry, we're going to burn it down as well.
Exactly. Thank you. To continue, Moulton then asks, did you guys even consider this risk?
Mr. Secretary, did you consider this risk?
Of course. This department has looked at all aspects of this risk. And
so then
because
why did
this
you
department
send the minesweepers,
looks,
the only minesweepers we had in the Gulf, to Singapore weeks before the war started?
We have lots of capabilities that you may or may not be aware of at the classified level.
Okay, and
to deal
so
with, to deal
by
with
the way, would the Trump class battleships have helped with this?
You're talking about a prospective future battleship, which we welcome in the fleet.
Okay, so you're supportive of the battleships?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, did you consider this risk?
Just so vacuous, these people. I then want to show you when Keating asks Hegseth the administration's rationale for its deadly boat strikes. He gets grilled on this. Not a good look for Pete Hegseth.
We'll continue to investigate this. We will. It'll come forward in the future. Some days that second video will be released. But we've got to stop also using our precious resources that are being taxed so heavily all over the world on actions that hurt our military. They hurt our military and they hurt our standing internationally, and they're hurting our standard here at home. I hope that we can move forward. I hope we can review whether these are justified, because I found no justification. We were given classified information on the second strike. I can't discuss it, but I must tell you, it's the most convoluted bullshit I ever heard in my life. This should be public. This is our honor. This is what it makes American a difference maker. This is what we're
proud of. An incredible array of false accusations.
And I yield back my time.
Gentleman yields back.
Pete Hegseth acting like a sassy high schooler with little jabs is really not going to help here. This isn't a debate. You're being asked questions.
So they haven't. So they haven't broken yet. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet for all of the...
Well, their nuclear facilities have been obliterated.
Oh,
underground,
my.
They're buried, and we're watching them 24-7. So we know where material might be.
Reclaiming my time for a quick second here. We had to start this war, you just said, 60 days ago, because the nuclear weapon was an imminent threat. Now you're saying that it was completely obliterated?
They had not given up their nuclear ambitions, and they had a conventional shield of thousands of...
So Operation Midnight Hammer accomplished nothing of substance. It left us exactly in the same place we were before. So much so that
their facilities were bombed and obliterated. Their ambitions continued, and they're building a conventional shield.
All right, let me try again.
It's the North Korea strategy. You know this very well. The North Korea strategy was use conventional missiles to prevent anybody from challenging them so they could slow walk their way to a weapon. President Trump saw Iran at its weakest moment, took an action to ensure, in a way that only the United States of America could do with our Israeli partners,
and yet
to ensure
they still
their
haven't
conventional
given up the
shield.
As Representative Smith says, and Iran is still working towards their nukes, we haven't actually stopped anything. Now, Pete Hegseth is partially right when he's talking about the North Korea case. North Korea did do this, but they are lying when they say we've completely obliterated Iran's ability to do this as well. This is where Pete Hegseth and his officials next to him have to estimate the cost of this war thus far. Under questioning from Representative Smith, a Department of Defense official, not the Department of War, it's called the Department of Defense, official estimates the cost of the Iran war to be $25 billion. I personally don't buy it. I think it has to be much more. We have a live Iran tracker, and it's supposed to be more like $60 billion thus far. No way it's $25
billion. Drag you into the conversation here. We have not yet received from the Pentagon the costs of the war. So just for the record, we'd like to get that as soon as possible. Certainly the munitions expended, but also underreported is we've had a fair amount of equipment destroyed, including two C-130s with the rescue of our downed airmen. So do you have either A, a cost estimate coming to us anytime soon, or B, a specific supplemental request?
Thank you for that question. So approximately at this day, we're spending about $25 billion on Operation Epic Fury. Most of that is munitions. There's part of that is obviously O&M and equipment replacement. We will formulate a supplemental through the White House that will come to Congress once we have a full assessment of the cost of the conflict.
Sure. So you're saying the full cost at this point is $25
billion? Yeah, that's our estimate for the cost.
Okay. Nobody believes that. That's a lie. It has to be over $100 billion, to be honest. Even the trackers that are the most conservative are saying $70
billion. Interesting, because we... I'm glad you answered that question because we've been asking for a hell of a long time and no one's given us the number.
And now 25 is the lie that they tell. Representative Becca Balint says, to be clear, this is the same administration that kicked nearly 3,000 Vermonters off SNAP and cut Medicaid because we couldn't afford it. They've said there's a lot we can't afford, but all of a sudden we can afford to kill kids with missiles, as Ro Khanna points out.
How much did it cost American taxpayers in terms of the strike to the Iranian school where kids were killed? Do you have that number? In terms of the missiles we used?
As I've said, that unfortunate situation remains under investigation.
You don't know how much it costs,
but I wouldn't tie a cost to that, to anything.
It's a reasonable question, no, sir? I mean, our taxpayer money was going there.
It is indeed a very reasonable question, but Pete Hegseth is incapable of answering any of these reasonable questions. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help boost these videos. Go watch another Adam Mockler video. It's the best way to help promote the channel. I love you all, and peace out.